Different day, same story at Southwest Airlines. It canceled more than half its flights today, even as other airlines are recovering from last week's storm. The head of Southwest Airlines is apologizing for the mess. CEO Bob Jordan said in a video message last night, it will take days to get planes back on schedule.
With our large fleet of airplanes and flight crews out of position in dozens of locations, and after days of trying to operate as much of our full schedule across the busy holiday weekend, we reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up.
Reduced, as in 2,500 Southwest flights canceled today and around 2,300 for tomorrow. Leslie Josephs is CNBC airline reporter. Leslie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
A giant puzzle is how Southwest CEO Bob Jordan described this nightmare. Is it clear what the main problem is here?
Well, the thing that kicked everything off was this very severe, very widespread winter weather that we had last week leading up to Christmas. That was bitter temperatures, which slowed down operations at ramps, you know, the people that are loading the bags onto planes, catering planes, pretty much all over the country. Plus there were, you know, some equipment froze. And then you just had conditions where planes were unable to land. So it did create a lot of backup. Every airline in the U.S. was affected by this. Anybody traveling around Christmas Eve most likely had some kind of delay or even like a cancellation. But Southwest was the standout, and Southwest has called out part of the reason is this technology that they have where they are rescheduling crews. You know, if you're a pilot or a flight attendant, you call in and you get reassigned. Let's say one flight's canceled, you get assigned to another one. There were so many changes over the course of the last four, five, 6 days that the system kind of almost shut down, and those crews could not get through, and they couldn't get matched with their airplanes.
Okay. And much has been made of this information technology being kind of old and obsolete. Is that right? Southwest's software is just more dated than other airlines?
Well, they haven't invested enough, and that's an admission. You know, the Southwest CEO, I believe, said that, and that's going to be a priority for them going forward to make sure it can handle all of these changes. So Southwest, you know, it's a pretty simple airline when it comes to their fleet. They only have Boeing 737s. They could switch one pilot onto another. You know, that's compared with, you know, Delta and American and United have all kinds of planes. But their system, they don't operate hub and spoke. They operate what's called point to point. You know, the planes jump around the country all day. When things go wrong, they go really wrong with that model. We saw it with Spirit Airlines on a much, you know, they're a smaller airline, of course, but that happened in the summer of 2021. So it is something that Southwest is going to have to look at, both, you know, how they rebook passengers when things go wrong, and looking at their internal IT systems.
So there's this map of how Southwest flies where, you know, planes and crews don't have a home base to come back to, which is a challenge now. Are there other places where Southwest has fewer redundancies? I gather it doesn't partner with other airlines to rebook passengers who are stuck.
That's exactly right. They don't have code sharing agreements. They don't do what's called interlining. So when there's an emergency, let's say you're on American, an American might book you on United or Delta if that's available for various criteria. Sometimes if you're a very elite traveler, they'll take care of you that way. But it is kind of a little bit case by case. This was a tough situation, and there were not a lot of options for customers because it was Christmas time, and planes were extremely full. So even if you were flying Delta, which, you know, had problems and you wanted to fly a day later, there weren't a lot of empty seats. You know, Southwest is, you know, a factor of 10 because you have so many displaced passengers, and there was just not a lot of space for them. I don't know if that would have, interlining would have even helped Southwest customers in this case.
We're also hearing about bags in the wrong places, unclaimed suitcases in Chicago, Las Vegas, Houston. What's happening there?
Well, because flights got canceled, you know, many bags got checked in. Passengers, in some cases, missed connections. Passengers sometimes showed up at the airport and their flights were canceled. You know, the passengers were separated from their bags. It is enormous chaos all over the place. And even LaGuardia isn't a huge airport for Southwest, maybe compared to Dallas or some of the others that it flies into. You know, I saw hundreds of bags yesterday that were lined up with Southwest baggage handlers working those and trying to get them connected with customers. But that is another piece of added chaos. I would recommend to any traveler traveling around the holidays, try not to check your bag.
Yeah. That's Leslie Josephs of CNBC. Leslie, thank you again.
Thank you.